and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Hump Day Wednesday, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can log on to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this Wednesday morning. We welcome you to the OPT Network. It's 7:35 a.m., and today is October the 24th. And as always, I'd like to give you just a little bit of an update on driving in as we drive in probably about 30 minutes every single day. And for the last several days, it has been really, really foggy. I'm talking really dense fog. So if you're traveling in on the highways, please give yourself enough time to get there safely. And I can't tell you how critical it is that we're watching our surroundings, because there are lots of people walking in the morning, some just simply exercising in the early morning hours. And then there are kids that are standing at bus stops and just people milling around. And so if you're not very careful, especially people wearing dark clothes before the sun rises, and even, you know, as the day is dawning, when it's foggy, it's just tough to see people. So please give yourself enough time to get there and get there safely. Remember that those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. School buses, school zones, our resource officers, our crossing guards, and our kids, please make sure that you're staying engaged. We just got to remind you every single morning, because we know how mornings can be, especially for those multitaskers, people who are sending emails and text messages and trying to put the last bit of makeup on in the morning. We say to you, stop, slow down, get there safely. There's nothing so urgent that can't be done when you get to work or get to your destination. So please be careful this morning. We're going to get right on point, and we're going to tell you what's happening on today's show. You know, we dubbed this, really, this year's race, the year of couples. And then we went on to call it the year of families. Well, you know, we are huge proponents of marriage and relationships. And this morning, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the 9 phases of marriage. And we know that there are a lot of people that are going through various different phases in their marriage. And so we have got an expert this morning. Her name is Susan Shapiro Barish. She's got a new book out called The 9 Phases of Marriage, How to Make It, Break It, and Keep It. It is an extremely interesting book, and I believe that it's going to just give so much revelation on where people are in their marriage. And, you know, we talk about, you know, couples getting together and doing things, and then, you know, how you go through these various different stages. And she's going to break that down, and she's going to share that information with us through her book. So it is a show, no matter where you are in your marriage, this is a show that you need to stay on point for. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Susan Shapiro Barish. We're back right after this.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's structural and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Let me just say that this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, State Farm agent Rosa Fields, Hickson Automotive Group, Terra Home, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and McDonald's. Now, if you are just joining us, this is a conversation, ladies, that we all need to stop and listen to. Let me introduce you to Susan Shapiro Barish. She is the author of 13 books, including You're Grounded Forever. But first, let's go shopping. That addresses the challenges mothers face with daughters of all ages and The Toxic Friends, which explores why women stay in unhealthy friendships. She teaches gender studies at Marymount Manhattan College and is frequently interviewed by all sorts of newspapers, television, news outlets, and she's been on the national circuit numerous times. Her latest book is The Nine Phases of Marriage, How to Make It, Break It, Keep It. Susan, good morning and welcome to your very first time all the way from New York to the OPT Network.
Oh, it's a treat to be here. How are you?
Doing great. Listen, I want to get right to it. Susan, this is an incredible book. First of all, I want to talk about how The Nine Phases of Marriage was birthed for you.
Well, I had just written a book that you mentioned, my 12th book, which is called You're Grounded Forever, But First Let's Go Shopping. And that's a look at the mother-daughter bond, whether your daughter is 3 or 35, you know, all the way through the excuses we make, the ways that we do somersaults for our daughters and that gender bond. And there's a whole chapter in there on romantic love. And what I found was whether you are never married, divorced, living with someone, remarried, happily married, that these mothers all want their daughters to have a great experience as a wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to my editor at St. Martin's, I've been there a long time, let's do a book on marriage and let's look at what the journey is for women today. Because as a researcher, you know, and as a professor, I have looked at sort of the pie of life of women, and marriage is a big piece of it, and the role of wife is very compelling for women, even though we're kind of stuck in the old traditions as the world changes for women. That's what's so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Now, the phases are really interesting, and the reason why we call every woman's attention to this book and to this conversation is because I think that we can all locate ourselves. Let's start with the first phase, the passion and longing. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Passion and longing. Well, you know, everyone starts on a high note. There's no one, whether you're, you know, 30, 40, 50, who gets married, first or second marriage, who doesn't believe that this is really going to be very fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And very romantic. You know, women hold the bar really high on romance. So I looked at young brides in particular, and the wedding is often maybe the first time that you feel pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that suddenly you and your husband are discovering that maybe you don't have the exact same point of view on how to spend money for the wedding. And, you know, that might be the – and then, of course, by the time we get to phase three, where many couples have children, then you find the second glitch, and that's child centricity. That was a really good phase.
It really was interesting, child centricity, and really what that means is – that women have a different perspective when it comes to childbearing, in that many women put their children at the center of their lives and their marriage. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, that's very new, this helicopter mothering mm-hmm. and fathering. And, you know, works for some couples, and for others it's really very difficult.
Let me stop you right there, because a lot of people are not necessarily familiar with the term helicopter mothering. Let's talk a little bit about that.
There is this new breed of mother, probably in reaction to the boomer, you know, many boomers and late Gen Xers on the, you know, the older edge of Gen X. These women who feel that their children are almost extensions or representatives of them, of themselves, of, you know, their achievements, and they're very hands-on in a way that we were not raised as boomers. And so, you know, this new kind of mothering is very intense, and it works well in a marriage if you and your husband are on board. But if your husband is, you know, saying, wait, I don't want to be that involved, or I think we're, you know, not fostering enough independence in our child, or what about me, then it doesn't work. Or vice versa, if the wife says, wait a second, what happened to time for us? And I feel invisible, or like I'm just a social director for you and our kids. So these are the problems, and they're very real and really worth considering.
And so let's talk about that, because having been married for many years, and even having friends and people that we know that are married, and the challenges that come along with marriage, it is so critical that you get on the same page. And children and childbearing is just one of those issues. How do couples that one wants to be the helicopter parent, wants to dive in and sort of live vicariously through this child, and it's all about the child, and the other one that feels differently, the other spouse, how do we create a sort of unanimity that will have a balance?
Well, it's really important to communicate. Actually, for every phase, communication is key. So you really need to be talking to your husband about it ahead. And don't be so involved with the romance, and this goes for young women in particular, that you're not listening up to his value, you know, when he talks about his value system. And then if you have differences, but you really choose this person and you're married to him, then take a hard look at, you know, what it entails to compromise. Compromise is key. Communication. How about respect? Respect is key. So these are all the issues that women are really struggling with as wives.
But do you think that women are being totally honest when you say communicate and talk about the issue? How many times have you spoken to women, and in all the statistics and all the research, that women believe that they can somehow change his point of view, whatever it is?
You know, there is some, we all, the irony in life, especially for women, is that we evolve and we do change. At the same time, some of our core behavior remains the same. You know, we live and learn. So, of course, maturity, life experience, and at the same time, we are who we are. It's kind of an interesting blend. And so when it comes to marriage, it's really best to be honest and full disclosure from the get-go, especially if you're planning to have children.
Now, I
that's another big piece of it.
Absolutely. And for the sake of time, we got to jump around here, but I want to touch on some phases that I think are so critical to people that have been in sort of long-term relationships, Susan. Those people that are in phase five, distance, two beds, two rooms.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens is after, you know, after you have the children and you're going along and life is very busy, many, you know, dual working couples, a lot of balancing in terms of time and obligations, then the distance really kicks in. That's around phase four and phase five. Those are very important chapters because this is when you start to really ask yourself, what do I need that I'm not getting? And, you know, are you really communicating this to him? Or are you just really starting to feel angry and disenchanted? So that's, it's very important for women to take a look at themselves here and to admit that there is a problem before it's too late. You know, try to stave off the problems.
Right. And so for those women that would say, Susan, that's right where I am in my relationship. And for many people, and we're talking about women here, and we know that men have their own set of issues. But first, it comes to dealing with yourself and being true to yourself. How do you know if you are appropriately communicating what it is that you were trying to say to your spouse?
You have to really, you know, you have to know who you are. It's kind of like being on that airplane when they say, when the attendants talk about, you know, first take your own oxygen and then give it to the next person. It's really important for a woman to understand what she expects of herself in the role of wife and what she expects from her husband, because there are three per phase. And that's, you know, another reason I wrote the book. You can either see what's ahead or you can see where you've been. And, you know, the idea here is that you bring yourself to the party, you face yourself, and then you have the marriage, you have yourself, and then you have him. Three right. different things going on, very busy. And then the kids.
Right. And what about those women, Susan, though, that lose themselves? You say it's important to know who you yeah. are, but over time, you'll find that many women sort of lose themselves in the marriage, in the husband, in the kids, in the job, and really don't know how to articulate or even know inwardly who they really are.
This is really one of the biggest concerns and one of the reasons I wrote the book, to kind of reclaim yourself, mm-hmm. to wonder why, with all the great strides women have made these last 40, 50, 60, even 60 years in America, that there still is this kind of, you know, need to be the good girl and to please your husband, and where does it get you? And, you know, in the end, to avoid those pitfalls. So that, you know, that's part of it too, to
right.
really know how to avoid these problems.
Right. And because of the sake of time, I want you to really talk about what you hope that women will find from this book.
Well, this book is part investigation, the history of, you know, modern women as wives, pop culture references, studies, statistics. My own research, you know, yields like a stat that 85% of women hope to be a wife at some point in their lives and to remarry. It, you know, the U.S. Census says that 75% is the rate of remarriage in America after widowhood or divorce. So taking a look at that, what I wanted to do per chapter is to give some prescription. And I really do have like an RX at the end of each chapter as to what to do when you're in this phase, and to understand when to stay, when to renegotiate your marriage, and when it's really time to move on, and how to not make a mistake in the next marriage.
Wow. I mean, it's an empowering conversation, I think, that each woman needs to have with herself, especially for those women that are going through those 4 and 5 stages where they sort of have gotten disenchanted and are thinking about maybe wanting to re-choose or thinking that the grass could be a little bit greener on the other side. And you know, for those women, it is certainly my hope, and I'm sure your hope too, that those women will be able to find a good solution that will initiate rebuilding.
Well, there's definitely a solution for everyone, and there's a way to understand how not to hold the bar so high. You know, what women want from a husband is that he's their best friend, he's the lover, and he's the confidant. And some of the men, many men, remember, the world hasn't changed so much for men as it has for women. They're in the old paradigm. So even a modern man will often say, hey, I married you, didn't I? So, you know, it's almost like we're having different expectations in the same relationship.
Absolutely. And what I found startling, Susan, was this, is that in the statistics, 70% of wives express unhappiness and dissatisfaction, emotional, sexual, financial, in their marriages over time.
That's what I found. That's one of my statistics, is that, shockingly enough, really, that 70% of the women, all different phases, said, wait a second, that, you know, I'm really disappointed. I'm either disappointed because of money, you know, the downturn of 2008 had tremendous impact on marriages.
Wow.
So that was something I took a look at. You know, money, finances, children, in-laws, lifestyle, retirement, these are the big issues in marriage that I took a look at, because we live a long time. That's why there are 9 phases. We live so long.
And so, Susan, I want you to tell people how they can connect with the book, how they can connect with your website, and where they can get the book.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so if you go to my website, it's Susan Shapiro Barish, BARASH.com. You can get the book on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, or a local bookstore should have it. And if anyone gets in touch with me through the website, I love to get back to people, so that would be nice.
Absolutely. And the book is called The 9 Phases of Marriage, How to Make It, Break It, and Keep It. And this is really not even scratch the surface, Susan, of the great works, the great information, and really,
and
really locating yourself. And I believe that every single woman at whatever phase of her marriage, and even those women, because a large number of women, one of the statistics in your book quoted that they want to be married. And so,
yeah, that's right. Women really want to be married. It's still incredibly coveted and well regarded and something people want to experience, as, you know, they want to be wives.
Right. And so before those women embark upon that journey, I would hope that they would read this book, because it's such great information and great insight. And I believe that the nine phases of marriage will certainly help women to locate themselves. And Susan, we want to thank you for spending the very busiest part. We know that you're traveling. And
right,
the best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT
Network. Thank you for having me on. It's been really great. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'd love to have you back sometime in the future. We're going to take we're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
AAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. You can phone them by dialing 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria, diversity in action. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we just finished a conversation with Susan Shapiro Barish. Her book is called The Nine Phases of Marriage, How to Make It, Break It, and Keep It. And, you know, we often talk about relationships and marriages, and, you know, there is not a day probably that goes by that I don't find myself in some conversation with another woman about her relationship, her marriage, and where she is in that relationship. And that's why I found the book so interesting, because really what it does is it chronicles the lives of women that she interviewed in the book that talk about their journeys through relationships and through marriages. And what we know from being married for a long time, more than two decades, is that it's a give and take. And one of the things that Susan talked about is knowing who you are. And that is such a simple sentence, knowing who you are. But what I am finding is that at every stage of your life, when you're being pulled in so many directions, many women don't know who they are and what they really want, because so many women have been defined by their husbands, by their careers, by being a mother, or whatever it is, by being a leader in the church. We're defined by so many roles that when you stop, and I said it yesterday, when you stop and allow yourself to slip the mask off and really become introspective. And what I mean by that is to look deep within yourself and ask yourself some tough, tough questions and begin to own who you are and who you have become, and make some decisions. Because I've had this conversation with so many people, they're like, finding yourself. Well, what does that really mean? I think it means something different for every single woman. And if I'm talking to you this morning, I hope that you'll stop yourself cold and you'll begin to ask yourself some very pointed questions about your life, about the journey. And in order to be a good wife, a good mother, a good employee, or good business owner, whatever those things that have defined who you are, you've got to be good to yourself. You've got to know who you are. The reason why I can talk about this is because we've all had to, if you haven't gone through it, then you're in need. It's almost like having to tune up a car, where you have to kind of go through and find out what's missing, what's needed. What you need to be who God has called you to be. And sometimes we can get away from that because we're so many things to so many people and really nothing to ourselves. And then you become a shell of who you thought you were. And you're really not in alignment with who God has called you to be. And you just are existing. You're existing to serve others. You're existing for people to say that you are good, that you did a great job, and then we become needy. You know, and a needy person really, I don't think is very good for anybody, because you always need that affirmation from others. And so what the book does is it helps you to really locate where you are in marriage. And I've talked to young married women all the time, and What I believe is that those first 3 to 5 and maybe even 7 years, DC, are really the most challenging. And those are the years where people think, especially that first year, they think, oh, you're in the honeymoon stage and you're in marital blitz. And you cannot say to people that you're not. And I think that that's simply where the lie starts. And you start, when you're lying to others, then that means you're lying to yourself. And those first years of marriage are, like Susan talked about, they're a balance. They're finding finding your perspective place and understanding where you are in the relationship and understanding how to come together and how to become one. Because just because you stand at the altar and you have this big, lavish ceremony and you spend all this money to make this day the most beautiful and most memorable day of your life, after that comes coming together, understanding your differences and his differences and being able to put that together so that it simply works. And I tell people all the time, DC and I are really yin and yang, and most people are, and that just means that you're opposites, you know, and opposites attract, but you have to figure out how to make that opposition work. And on those very important issues like having children and how you're going to spend your money and who's going to take care of the money and all of those things, there are certain areas in life that you've just got to be on point together about in order to make the relationship work smoothly. Otherwise, what will happen is you'll get into these phases, these later phases of distance. You know, one bed, but two different dreams. And so if you're sleeping in the same bed, but your dreams, your ideologies, what you're believing God for are different, then that's going to create a problem. And, you know, as I was reading this book and studying and getting ready for this show, I said, you know what? God loves marriage, but you see marriage as being attacked every single minute. And there is an attack on marriage because the enemy knows that when two people come together, there's so much power. So if you are a person that is on that slope of dissension, one bed, but two dreams, two different ideologies, two different everything, you got to trust that the enemy is attacking that situation because he knows that there is so much power when you come together. You know what? I can't even stand it when DC and I have to have heated fellowship, when we have to argue about things or we're in discourse, because what we have come to learn and we correct it quickly. Because we know that every minute that we're not communicating with each other, every minute that we're out of sync, that is an opportunity. That is an opportunity for dissension to come in. And you know what? I feel it in the spirit. You see, this is a word for somebody to call their husband up or call their wife up and make it right. There is power in two. That's why there is such a move in the spirit realm in the evil spirit realm to create dissension. Women have become elevated in a way that we have begun to say, well, you know what, I can buy my own house, I can, you know, buy my own car, I make a great income, I. And so what do I need a man for? Or what do I need him for? Instead of just, and look, I'm not talking about this syndrome that I can do bad by myself, because that's a whole nother conversation. I get that. I understand that. But I am talking to those women that I like to call power women, that you are powerful at work. You are powerful in your business. You are powerful in society. But what I am saying is that there has to be a coming together. There has to be a balance. You got to create that. And each person has to yield to make it work. Otherwise, you're telling yourself, what am I here for? Why are we doing this? And I'm telling you, it is a lie from the devil to make you think that the grass is going to be greener on the other side. Well, it still needs to be fertilized. It still needs to be mowed. It still needs all the things that your grass needed at home. It's just newness seems to make it better. And so I think that this conversation is really fruit for thought. I think the book is so worth picking up. You know, if you just get one thing, if you just take one thing away from a book, and what we're trying to do is cultivate people who are readers, who really take time to, and you say, well, when do you have time? You know what? Even if you just read one chapter, a night or one page a night. You know, sometimes it's just about starting. And I promise you, God and the universe will give you what you need if you just start. And these nine phases are really very true. And we know that there are marriages that simply are not going to work. And you've got to assess that. You know, sometimes there is a divide that is created that nobody is going to give. Nobody is going to bend. And if that happens and you become at that kind of impasse, then you do have to evaluate. You do have to look at what's the next thing. But in those cases where, and people say, well, and she talks about this in the book, when do you say when, so to speak, or when do you know if this relationship can be saved? And I think that, you know, and this is just my own personal opinion. This is not the way. It's just a way. And I just am speaking personally from our relationship. I believe that when two people really do love each other and you say, you can honestly say that we're not together for the kids, or we're not together because financially it's just prudent. It's just better for us to be together because it works financially. Well, some people live like that for a lifetime, but I can tell you from all the death and all the people that we have loved and lost in our lives, life is simply too short not to be happy, not to live with a person that you trust and believe in and they trust and believe in you. And so this is why these conversations are important. It's Hump Day Wednesday, y'all. Once again, the book is The Nine Phases of Marriage, How to Make It, Break It, and Keep It. Susan Shapiro Barish is the author. You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to change gears. Stay with us.
Stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Tessa Matthews, and I'm the program coordinator for Volunteers of America. And I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us promote our teen outreach program. Thank you, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday, October the 24th, and if your morning is on its way, it's 8:22 a.m. Remember, slow down, get there safely. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. You can phone Kyle in Avoyelles Parish, 318-346-6695. Rayhide Paint and Body Works and the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. We want to remind you that they are having their incredible promotion going on. If you need to finance a new or used vehicle, they have interest rates as low as 1.49%. You got to hurry, though. It ends at the end of October, and we've heard about the great savings that their members are enjoying. If you're not a member of the Heart CU, it's very simple. All you've got to do is go in, and they'll tell you how. For about $10, you can become a member, and you can visit any of their three locations in Edgewood, that's in Pineville, Commerce, right here in Alexandria off Lee Street, and Coliseum Boulevard. Or you can simply phone them by dialing 318-473-4562. Also want to remind you that this month continues as October is just about winding up, Breast Cancer Awareness Month and also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Remember, the play Love Doesn't Have to Hurt is going to be happening Sunday, October the 28th, in conjunction with Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Public Awareness Theater, LLCDC, will present the national touring stage play Love Doesn't Have to Hurt at Peabody Magnet High School.
Yes, yes. And I was talking to Tony Groove on yesterday, and he said that he's going to have a role, a small role in the play. So Tony Groove has been added to the cast.
Wow.
Love Doesn't Have to Hurt.
So we're going to have some local celebrity in the play, and we're getting lots of phone calls about the play and about tickets. The tickets are $20. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really great play. It's touted as being high, intense drama that is motivating, educational, and informative about domestic violence. And you can get those tickets at Smiley's Barbershop. And the number is 318-792-5999. Anointed Creations, 318-792-5999. 2297 or Mix 93.9, 318-445-0800. Also want to remind you that also on Sunday, October the 28th, DC and I will be at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, and I will be the guest speaker, honored to be with Pastor Augustine and the members and leaders of his church at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, and his wife, First Lady Augustine, on Sunday, October the 28th, and that's going to happen in Cottonport. The address is 736 Ducote Lane, Cottonport, Louisiana, and that's going to be at 8 a.m., so it gives you plenty of time to get there. Plenty of time to get there and to join us for a great time of fellowship. I also want to remind those women that still great opportunity to have your mammogram. If you are uninsured or underinsured, you can go to Cabrini Hospital and have your free mammogram. And that is one of the reasons why we are working so hard to get the word out about breast cancer awareness. And yesterday I talked about going to have my mammogram, and it is absolutely a beautiful environment and great people. Also, you've got the spa there, so don't forget that. All you've got to do is phone Cabrini Hospital at 487-1122, ask for Diane Kitts, and ask how you can get your free mammogram. Do you see we've got some other people we want to acknowledge as well?
Yes. Well, actually, let's do this. Let's, you know, I was speaking to Pastor Shaw on yesterday from Oakdale.
Mm-hmm. Wiley Shaw.
He is the minister. He and his wife, Linda, are the ministers. That's Wiley and Linda Shaw, Pastors Wiley and Linda Shaw of the Bread of Life Christian Center. And so as we were speaking yesterday, and I was thanking him for the real generous gift that he had sent.
Mm-hmm.
On behalf of the church and the congregation and all of the leadership there in Oakdale. And he was telling me he heard us speaking about Pastor Augustine and us having the pink out. And he said they're mm-hmm. also doing a pinked out Sunday for the cure. I was like, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're doing the pinked out Sunday for the cure. I think that's just really, really great.
Oh, I did too. And you know what? It warmed our hearts because we feel like the word is moving and it's growing. And all of those churches that are going to have worship in pink and pinking out their worship services, we say thank you for acknowledging those women that are such integral parts, not only of the church, but of the community. And I know for us, what it says is that you care and that this is an important issue. And so, you know, we even got, for those people who don't have pink, no worries. You know, we're going to have pink ribbons for all of those people who would like to show their support and their solidarity. In D.C., we're going to commit to visiting as many churches as we can that will open their doors for this message of not only what God says about our health and our well-being, but the facts about breast cancer and how we can be the change in our own lives. And it starts with you and it starts with me. And with me, it means that I don't want to sit here and tell you to have a mammogram and I don't go and have one. You know, and so we have always felt like, and I love what you said yesterday, DC, that we lead by attraction.
Absolutely, attraction rather than promotion. And I have to say this, too. I was really shocked at how quick the mammogram, because I've never, you know, sometimes I drop you off over there, but we're so busy, I didn't really realize
right.
that that's what you were actually doing. But yesterday, I knew that you were actually going for the mammogram. Before I could actually get going, I'm over there talking with Groove. We're having a good, and you just call and say, I'm ready already. I'm like, wow.
And not
30 minutes?
And not only that, I even had time to go into their beautiful spa. Because when you walk into the women's pavilion, there is a beautiful laid out spa, and got a chance to see Leslie there, DC, and she was there pampering herself, and I had a chance to just get my nails done because I didn't have much time, but you know, if you're ever thinking about pampering yourself while you're going to go and have a mammogram, is just an incredible place to do it. And I can't say enough good things about Diane Kitts and the whole team at Cabrini Hospital. Miss Marie, who checked me in and got me started. And it's just wonderfully professional. Ladies, it's so easy. You just take the top half of yourself off, wear something that's easy to just pull off, and they give you a gown, and you lock your purse and your personal belongings up, and they get you in and out. And this is something that I want to remind women about that are having their mammograms. If you're going in and you know that you're going in, try not to wear deodorant. It's hard to get deodorant off, and I was asking Diane about why not, and she said it just sometimes it can show things on your mammogram that are attributed to the deodorant. And so if you can, you know, for that time, just try not to even, you know, put deodorant on. But it is painless, it's quick, and it's easy. And DC, Diane said that with the grants that we have all worked so hard for, she said it's going really great.
Good.
And a lot of people are coming in to get their free mammograms.
Absolutely excellent. And that's what it's all about. Early detection is the key in fighting this fight, and, you know, getting
mm-hmm.
on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, if you can find it early, your chances of survival mm-hmm. are much greater than if you find it later in later stages.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to just not take advantage of having your mammogram and having yourself checked out and taking care of yourself. This is an excellent way. Nobody really has a reason not to have their mammogram. If you're listening and you haven't had your mammogram, all you have to do is make the phone call.
487-1122.
Ask for Diane Kitts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get it taken care of for you. It's that simple.
It's that simple. And we just want to remind people, DC, that we're still going to be fundraising
yes.
for the next 30 days.
Absolutely.
And so if you say that you wanted to do something, you wanted to get in where you could fit in, well, it's really, really easy. Let me give our office address real quick. It's 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. And you can zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us at our offices, 318-445-5658. Now, when we come back, we're going to tell you about the super mega raffles. And we have had some super, superstars that have shown up and shown out in helping us to sell these tickets. We're going to tell you about some of those people that are making donations. And we're yes. going to tell you how you can connect. Stay on point, y'all. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and it's all downhill from here. We'll be back right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish, also Davis One Stop. In the heart of Cheneyville, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. You can visit there and you can make your donations to the Race for the Cure and Eradicating Breast Cancer. They've got all sorts of ways that you can make donations. And then while you're there, you can shop in their gift shop, you can eat at their wonderful restaurant, or you can simply pick up any groceries or anything that you need if you're traveling on Highway 71, north or south. It's right there in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, as we're winding down this morning, we are not winding down our fundraising efforts just yet. For those of you who knew about our involvement last year, we continued to say hell no to breast cancer and to eradicate breast cancer and be the change that we want to see. And we do this by raising funds and raising awareness. And you know what, DC? It's really been an incredible journey. And every single day since the race happened on last Saturday, we still have great stories that are still revealing themselves after the race. And so we just love to hear all of those stories. I mean, they just brighten your day. And you know, one of the things that I felt at the race is that, you know, we talk about this incredible network, how you see, this network is different because what it does is it brings people together, people from all parts of the state, people from all parts of the country, nationally and internationally. People connect with people that they may never connect with before, like Kay Unger connected with Jennifer Tishner, the designer, Kay Unger, who has designed for the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Tyra Banks, Paris Hilton, Selma Hayek. The list goes on and on and on. And then they make a connection. Well, as I was looking at the crowd and looking over the sea of people, because that's the only way we can think to describe the thousands of people that have shown up over the last 3 years for the race, is a sea of people. you just instinctively know that people's hearts are connected in a way that is life-changing, that you met somebody that you didn't know, and you just stopped. Well, you didn't stop because we were walking, but you sort of metaphorically stopped, and you heard their heart, and you listened to those stories, especially those women, D.C., that were out there that were taking treatment right then. You know, they're in the throes of chemotherapy or radiation or both, or had just had mastectomies or whatever their story was. And so it's just those kind of stories that make us want to fight harder, make us want to just move a little bit closer to the change and eradicating breast cancer. And there's not one single person that hasn't been moved in some sort of way. And one of the things that I love that Pastor Wiley said on yesterday when we talked to him after we left the microphone, Pastor Wiley Shaw from Bread of Life Christian Center in Oakdale, Louisiana, he said, you know, because we ask him, and we're going to have he and his wife, Pastor Linda Shaw, on as time avails itself for them. They're very busy. But we ask him, you know, why did he reach out? Why did he make such an incredible, generous donation, D.C.? And he said, you know, I am just forgiving. And he said he had really been moved by the work that's being done.
Yes.
And he also said, I believe in giving, but he said a lot of churches, he said, give to other countries and overseas. And he said, that's fine. But he said, you know what? I believe in giving right here at home.
Absolutely.
And that really, really moved our hearts. Because there are women in every congregation, every day, every Sunday, every USA, everywhere in the world, that are either not talking about breast cancer or that are talking about it. And it's not getting enough attention, I think, in the church. And I have always said that, D.C., and I'll continue to believe that.
Absolutely. And it's changing. It is changing. And, you know, people have to have an atmosphere that's comfortable to come out.
Mm.
You understand? There's a lot of people who would like to talk about some things.
Mm-hmm.
But if the atmosphere is not cordial to them, then they'll hold it in. Hmm. And we know that's not good. So to just sit there and act like this is not going on, it's not good.
So what do we do to change the atmosphere?
Well, we have to talk about it. You know, people have to, you know, people have to state where they are in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say where we are. I mean, you know, this is affecting people. You know, if nothing else, awareness is better than money. You know, what New Scott Olley did to me is worth more than somebody giving. Because what they did was took their big, beautiful billboard outside and used it to actually say, hey, we care about breast cancer. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's a lot of people suffering from this. And so we want to make people aware.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. So everybody has a supply. Everybody has a supply. It's whether they will do anything. Or will they just sit there and spectate?
Right.
We're going to watch you do it, you know, and at the end we'll say, hey, good job.
Hmm. Well, that is interesting. And, you know, I think that in this movement, no matter where you fall in the movement, and I've said it a million times, and I'll probably say it a million more, not just with breast cancer awareness, but with any movement, the only way that it doesn't get stagnant is that it continues to move.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, the atmosphere for people to come out and talk about it has to be cordial. You know, if it seems like an atmosphere where people are not going to receive it well, then people will stay hush.
And I think that traditionally people have done that for years and years and years. And I guess my disillusionment is about breaking that silence.
Absolutely.
Because what I understand from being a woman that has suffered in silence and that is set, let me tell you something. Some of the toughest times of our lives as women, And that's why I think that Susan's book is really a great book, is that we go to church and we dress up, and I'm raising my hand because until I found out really who I was and understood who I was as a person, as a woman that God created, I was very much one of those women that dressed up and had the right outfit, the right attitude, it seemed, the right hair and everything that goes along with that, but was really not real because I was so deeply hurt.
You were playing church.
I was playing church, absolutely. You didn't have to go there, but, you know, we deal in truth.
Yeah, I wasn't like that. I just didn't care to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was like that, because I don't like to play with it. So, you know, I just chose not to go around it because I just, you know, and I was wrong, you know, because the church is where I needed to be. And it's like that, you know, the place that we need to be, we don't want to go.
Right.
But at least you were going.
At least I was going. Right. But boy, I'd be hot some days. I'd be so heated. But you know what? When you pull up into that parking lot, you put your church face on and your church smile and you just pretend. And so what I'm saying is that I've been there. We've been there. And then, ladies, you know how heated you get when you get up in the morning and your husband, he just don't get up. And you just know instinctively he ain't going.
I ain't going.
And then
how
you.
About I'm not gonna go.
And then
ask me if I'm going.
Don't even ask. Don't even ask. You know.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be like. And now it looked like once I got over that drudgery of, you know, because I used to start telling myself on Thursday, man, I don't want to go to church. And that was something. That was some.
That was the enemy. Right.
Why wouldn't you want to go somewhere where you're gonna get loved? Where you're gonna get fed?
Mm-hmm.
Where you actually need the food that they're gonna feed you to make it through your week, your day.
Right.
I mean, I love going to church now.
But we just have to get so much more real with ourselves. And you know what? We are so free today, DC, because we can just be honest.
Absolutely. It's nothing like that gut wrenching honesty
mm-hmm.
to make you free.
Absolutely. And what I realize is, and we can laugh about it now because that's again one of those phases that you go through if you've been married any length of time, you know, and you're trying to balance it and you're trying to get it right. And you know, ladies, instinctively that your family needs to be in church. But then I think that the church has a role too. And until you can, like I said, slide the mask off and just say, here I am, and not be judged for whatever you're going through, and people really embrace you and not shoo-shoo about you behind your back under the guise of prayer, but they're really talking about you. I think it's just about knowing yourself, being honest and true, and hopefully more women sharing their testimony about having breast cancer and whatever cancers, because you know what? We talk about cancer, but the ills of life can become cancerous if we're not honest and we're not open about it. And let me tell you, I'm not saying to do it today because I know even for us, it was a process. But that's why we're talking about it. We're talking about opening up the process and just starting.
Absolutely. And that's what I was saying because, you know, most people who have situations that they're dealing with like this, they may want to talk about it, but the atmosphere is just not conducive to them doing so.
Hmm.
So we as leaders and people who are trying to help the people who are under our authority, you know, we need to try to help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to try to make that atmosphere conducive for them to come on out, because a lot of times people are all, you know, repressed
mm-hmm.
and repressing that information, and that kind of stuff starts to cause other kinds of sicknesses
mm-hmm.
because you don't have an outlet.
Mm-hmm. Other kind of cancers.
No therapeutic outlet.
Right.
To actually get these things off your chest and to be able to speak with others who will help to comfort you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. Church family, friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're all to comfort one another and to be comforted by the comforter,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is God.
I mean, that's right.
So, you know, we all have to, you know, to love our neighbor is the greatest love of all. Well, loving God first.
Right.
And then your neighbor.
Right. And so this is why we think it's just really critically important to just talk about it. And people who listen to the show know that we have just really been painstakingly honest. And I believe that that's where God has called us to be, that we can laugh about the things that we used to do, but we can sit here and we can be free. And I can talk about the mask because I've lived the mask and I understand the mask and I know the mask is taking you nowhere. But you get deeper and deeper into a lie and then you lose yourself in the lie. And then when you finally are stopped for whatever reason, you have no idea who you are. And then so you go through this deep spiritual catharsis or spiritual renewing that helps you to find yourself and find what you're created to do and to be. And so that's why it's critically important. And that's why we're asking people, we're asking churches. And I realize pastors don't have all the answers, but we can make it conducive for people to share and we can make people feel comfortable and free.
Absolutely.
And we do that one conversation at a time. And I hope that, DC, those women's groups,
come clean,
those women's organizations are really just stepping up and saying, you know what, I'm going to be my sister's keeper.
That's right.
And we do it one conversation at a time. And before we got to go to break, I just want to, this is what I got in my quiet time this morning, and I just want to share it because it's really appropriate for the conversation that we're having. You know, James says that if you just hear the word and you don't do the word, you're really just deceiving yourself. So if you're hearing the word, and the word doesn't necessarily have to be at church. The word is wherever you are. And whoever, you know, whoever it's coming from, if you hear the word and you don't do the word, what the word says, really, you're just deceiving yourself. And we have a lot of self-deceivers in the church that show up every Wednesday, that show up every Sunday, that show up to every prayer meeting, to every revival. And we're just saying, be honest and true with yourself. You know, William Shakespeare said it the best. He said, to thine own self be true. You can't be true to anybody until you're true to yourself. And that means just opening up. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel a lot freer. And you're not going to be deceiving yourself. Hey, everybody, it's Hump Day Wednesday. We got to get a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new spicy chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Could you put your back down now? I'm here for some fun. I am so careful. It is hot in this desert. Where's all the humming people at? Where they at? Say it loud.
Well, it's Hump Day Wednesday. The week is nearly over. I can't believe it. It is absolutely flying by. We don't want you to forget about the super mega raffle. And we've got so many superstars in the super mega raffle that have gone out and sold those tickets, DC, like gangbusters.
Yeah.
Now that we're freeing up just a little bit, we are going to be adding more prizes. Bigger, better, greater to the Super Mega Raffle. And we're going to let you know how, when, where, and why, how you can get those tickets. Hey, we want to encourage those church groups, Tuesday C, and all of those people who are working to pick up those raffle tickets. Thousands of dollars worth of prizes.
Thousands of dollars.
I mean, it is adding up. It is crazy insane. And every day it gets just a little bit bigger. And a little bit better. So if you think that the list is long already, well, you just wait.
Hopefully tomorrow we'll get a chance to blow that list out.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody know how many prizes are in there. We're going to kind of do a little work on it today, see if we can add about four or five more people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to start adding two, three people a day until we get about three or four pages of items.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? We're going to talk about those businesses that are those great givers. That have given so freely and so willingly to make this an even second year, an even bigger, better, super mega raffle. You know what? It takes a whole village. It takes great business leaders to understand how important this great cause is. And I'm going to tell you, not one of those businesses did we have to convince to give. They just said, many of them said, what do you want? What can we do? What do you need? What do you think? Mickey Reuter at Dillard's of Alexandria was one of the first. He said, you just tell us. What do you want?
Absolutely.
You know, that's what makes communities work. People who are willing to give.
Absolutely. And if you have a business out there and you would like to donate a gift or something to the Mega Raffle, feel free to call us at 445-5658 and we'll come up and receive that. And we'll let the listening audience know that you have donated to the Mega Raffle and that you are helping to be the cure and be the change that you'd like to see.
Absolutely. We are still saying hell no on this Hump Day Wednesday. Hell no.
Hell no.
To breast cancer. Y'all, it has been a great Wednesday. It's Hump Day. I love it. We hope you're having a great drive in. You probably should be at work right now. It's 8:58 a.m. As always, we thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official.
The official.
OPT Network.
The network with the heart.
Absolutely. We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget to love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, have a great Hump Day Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday with another impactful show. Have a great day.
Yeah.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT
FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.